All right, getting back into it here in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. The George Floyd case obviously gaining a lot of attention across the country, around the world now. The Chinese mocking us, apparently, for the unrest in the streets, which is interesting considering that's a country that they just shoot protesters, but so it is. My next guest, Christine Barnes, is a candidate for the Michigan House of Representatives in District number 71. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me on again.
Good to have you here. You're an NRA instructor. You're married to an African-American man. You have worked to diffuse hate and misunderstanding in your life and in your community pretty much your entire life. Tell me, first of all, I mean, this is a very difficult video to watch. It's very hard to watch what happened to George Floyd, isn't it?
It is. It's unbelievable, actually. There are no words. Words are, quite frankly, inadequate to express my sadness for and sympathy to the family of George. To not only lose their family member but to senseless police brutality, but also bear the burden of watching his videotape death, to hear him pleading with the officer to remove his knee from his neck, and to hear him call out to his deceased mama elicits more pain than anyone should bear.
I agree with that. So how do we deal with this? Because we all agree that what happened there needs to be addressed. There has to be due process. The officers involved there, and one's been charged with, I believe, third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. So that process has begun for that officer who had a history of difficulties with excessive force and so forth. But the answer is not to burn down cities and to beat people and to have officers shot dead in Oakland and other people shot dead in, as part of these protests. I mean, how does that advance the conversation at all?
Well, I don't believe it does advance the conversation. You know, we have different factions involved. You have those that are peacefully protesting, that are feeling marginalized. You have some paid protesters involved, and then I believe you have some opportunistic looters and violent makers. So, you know, you have different factions out there, and the unfortunate thing is the paid protesters and the opportunistic criminals are taking away from the message for those that are properly, peacefully protesting.
Sure. All right. So, for me, it's heartbreaking to see all of this continue on. And
absolutely.
I wonder, you know, I honestly wonder, what do you do? You know, if you're elected to serve, how can you help understanding, I suppose?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, I have a unique background, I think, that lends well to this time in our era. But, you know, I lived in L.A. during the riots in April of 1992. I lived under the National Guard and curfew. I lived in Baltimore as the unrest was coming. I actually lived on a motor yacht in downtown Baltimore, so I was there just before the riots broke out, but certainly a lot of civil unrest. I believe that cooler heads are needed now with some meaningful social change. We need government officials who will listen and have some experience with this type of racism and unrest. I've certainly suffered racism to my husband and I and been in some pretty precarious situations, so I think that gives me some understanding. And then through this strife comes unity, if you're willing to hear all sides of a story and work things out peacefully.
Sure. As you look at this, do you think there's a time now to call for law and order, to crack down? Because as you see, you know, these beatings and these fires and these different things that are going on and chaos in the streets and violence and billions of dollars worth of damage that is being unleashed onto, you know, so many communities, city after city, how would you go about addressing it?
Well, we need a leader. I don't believe that giving these rioters and these paid protesters leave to just burn buildings and loot and murder and hurt officers. You know, I fear right now for our officers in every city in America. I believe that, you know, you're going to see some officer-involved confrontations started by officers being surprised and hunted again. And we need cooler heads, but we also need to crack down on this.
And I agree with that. You can't just let this go on infinitum. Christine Barnes here, candidate for the Michigan House of Representatives, District 71. All right, so with everything going on with the pandemic and so forth, how has that interrupted your process of campaigning? And when's the primary date for people that aren't sure? What date do you go to the polls to figure out if you're going to be the one selected to represent the Republicans?
Well, if we can go to the polls,
right.
It's August 4th. For me, it has not been too difficult to campaign. For the most part, during the pandemic, I've spent my time serving my community again. I'm in Kiwanis, and I was delivering over 650 masks to families that couldn't afford them or couldn't find them. So I spent the pandemic really serving my community and not campaigning as much. But because I am an NRA instructor, I'm entering year 7. I have a database of about 6,500 people. I was on the ballot twice already, countywide, and really came out of a primary last time with strong, strong numbers. For me, it's just been concentrating on my community and serving my community.
All right. Christine Barnes here, candidate for the Michigan House of Representatives, District 71. Real quickly, if people want to find out more about you and what you're doing, where do they go?
BarnesForStateRep.com.
There you go, BarnesForStateRep.com. Christine, good having you back.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you.
Right. Thank you so much. Have a great day. In the No Panic Zone now, moving forward, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It is a Monday. Good to have you here. Still to come, Terry Trotter, president and CEO of the Midland Center for the Arts. The flooding, the damage to Midland after the dam broke. Sanford, Needville, where do they go from here? How do they clean up? That conversation still coming right here on the Steve Gruber Show.